I have been spending the day with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who, of course, is a very close friend of Nelson Mandela. And we've just heard the news. We're in Birmingham. I met Mr. Mandela several years ago when I'd just been elected to Parliament. This is a terrible, terrible loss to the world. He was an outstanding figure who changed the course of the history of South Africa, but also to people all over the world. He was a man of such iconic status that I just can't imagine the world without him. And the Reverend Jackson and I have been in Birmingham. They've just named a park in Leicester after Jesse Jackson, and we've just heard the news. He was talking to their family in South Africa, and we've ended the dinner that we were holding in Birmingham, and we've left for London because obviously he is very upset, and we're all upset. The whole community is upset. I think the whole world is going to be dreadfully upset. I know that this has gone on for some time because he's been very ill, but still the shock of losing one of the iconic figures of our age is absolutely terrible.
Is Mr. Jackson with you tonight?
Yes, I'm just going to pass you to the Reverend Jackson.
Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson, good evening. Thank you very much for joining us live on LBC 97.3 on what is certainly a very tragic night. And I'm very grateful to you for talking to us. If you could please, in some way, give us your first thoughts when you heard this news tonight.
Well, even though he has been gravely ill for some time, it's a loss of great pain. There's a time to weep, to mourn, to cry, and to be sure people the world over are mourning right now. But also time to say thanks for an example of the power of sacrificial suffering service, one who suffered for a goal higher than himself, more people than himself. At the point of real decision, when he could have torn that society up in retribution, he chose reconciliation over retribution. And therein lies his real greatness. Not just that he suffered, but he chose reconciliation over retribution. I was in South Africa in 1979, got in by chance, met members of his family way back then, the Winnie, Mandela and others. And I was there at Cape Town in 1990 when he was freed from jail, from Robben Island. And so I've known him across these years, so it's a source of great pain.
And when was the last time you saw Mr. Mandela?
About 2 years ago.
Because his health has deteriorated significantly recently.
I met him at his home.
Yes.
And at his foundation in Johannesburg, and we spent considerable time together at that time. His hearing was going at that time, and his mind remained sharp to the very end.
And on this night, how do you feel the people of South Africa will be reacting? What do you think the action will be there?
Surely they mourn. They mourn because of the depth of their loss. But he has given them a roadmap of how to build a great society. The fact he chose to go forward by hope and healing and not backed by hurt and hostility. The fact he chose coexistence of the races over co-annihilation. Those examples will endure in building a greater South Africa.
And how did he support you in your work as a civil rights activist?
Well, he came to the States and we spent time together. He traveled around the country inspiring people to register to vote. But more than that, and that was very important, he also inspired people with his example. We spent so much time going to jail and marching and demonstrating and trying to get with universities to withdraw their investment in South Africa. And finally, our government did make a decision to withdraw and impose sanctions on South Africa. That was a lot of battle. And yet this suffering servant endured it all and emerged on a very positive and high redemptive note. Okay?